It says on that introduction there, that name, where all the names are and all the speakers, that something's going. It says about 2005. It's 2015 that scientists are now saying is the deadline for global warming to become out of control. 2015, and it might well be too late for all of our children and grandchildren. That is what some scientists are predicting. So can hemp reverse the effects of dimming and warming? There is only one way to find out. That way is to maximise hemp's global production and processing and minimise the production of fossil fuels, wood pulp products and chemical sprayed, cancer-causing cotton. Globally, new employment for those losing employment in pollution-causing industries would be created in an environmentally sustainable, universal hemp industry. Remember, it might be too late by 2015. An LCA government would work with the UN, through me, hopefully, in order to bring about as much global hemp production and processing as possible in the shortest amount of time. The joke that is Kyoto, world industries minimising pollution through saving energy, is indeed a wise step to take. But while we use fossil fuel for energy, there will always be some pollution, and minimisation of pollution falls far short of eventual eradication. Politicians keep the truth protected behind a curtain of lies. World leaders, first through the League of Nations and then through the United Nations, have never shouted, and today do not shout about the sustainable human and environmental benefits the cannabis hemp plant can bring to a global civilization that might well turn to savagery before it has a chance to develop. In 2005, our present nation's political leaders remain silent too. Does this mean they condone all those deaths in Bangladesh through the flooding and the mudslides, the starvation in Ethiopia? Do they condone all those deaths? Humanity could have had hemp biofuel over 60 years ago, and hemp textiles and paper 80 years ago. We could have prevented the destruction of the rainforests to the degree that they've been destroyed if they'd have grown hemp 80 years ago. We today need not have had to worry about climate change, and the rainforests, in all their glory, might still be with us. That this situation has been allowed to develop globally is a crime against humanity now and a crime against those yet to come. Sustainable human and environmental development has been sacrificed to unsustainable development. The real criminals, those in pharmaceuticals, fossil products, wood pulp and cotton, have succeeded in criminalising their only real competitors, the hemp people, the cannabis people, us. They have criminalised us when they shouldn't have done. They have demonised the world's most neglected, environmentally sustainable resource and condemned potentially millions to deaths attributed to global warming, global dimming and climate change. My hope for the future is the global mass production and processing of cannabis hemp for sustainable human and environmental development. If you vote for anyone other than the LCA, you could be voting for the day after tomorrow. Has anybody ever seen the day after tomorrow yet?
Yes, it's horrible.
That's what you could be. The shocking thing is, if you vote for anybody else, you could be voting for disaster. You know, We are the only party that's offering a sustainable future for our children. Anyway, Oz and I met a Mr. Godsiff and talked about all of this to him. And Mr. Godsiff is the Labour MP for, who is it, Sparkbrook? Dear Mr. Godsiff, this is a letter sent to Mr. Godsiff by me and asked, please read the below. It was one of the main reasons we asked you round. We ended up talking about cannabis hemp for the healing of the nations. Now, healing of the nations is the same as sustainable human and environmental development. I have plans for such developments, you know. Plans which the UK government should know about. With their so-called drive towards sustainable development, with Kyoto goals which will not make any difference to the ever-escalating effects of global warming. You two have been given a glimpse of this knowledge. This is the letter to Mr. Godsiff. Enough to know that farmers of this nation would welcome the mass production and processing of this earth's most ancient, but also most neglected resource. I am certain that if the Labour government does not tell the electorate about this resource, Colin, through the LCA, will. Sadly, you have been informed of the disaster that has been hemp prohibition, a prohibition which has caused millions of deaths through pollution and environmental degradation through the use of fossil products, wood pulp and cotton, over the past 80 years. When an alternative product could have been made available to the public through honest education. You are no longer unaware of the environmental benefits of hemp, both to our nation, Europe, the Commonwealth, and the world. Knowing what you know now, if you do not act in an honourable way, you condone environmental and human genocide. He knows the truth. He hasn't done anything about the truth. And in my opinion, and I think in everybody's opinion in this room, he is condoning human and environmental genocide. Would anybody like to say amen to that? Because they are evil in it. They know what's going on. We told them what's going on, didn't we, us, Mr. Godsiff? And he's done nothing. They are all evil. Every single politician is evil unless they're speaking the hemp and the whole hemp truth. Amen. That's good. I hope you understood it all.